I want to welcome Alan Hopking to the Balance of Health podcast. Thank you very much for coming, Alan. Delighted to have you on today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gemma, for inviting me. It's a real pleasure to be able to speak to you and all your friends.
Thank you so much, Alan. That's brilliant. So I just wanted to know, how did you develop an interest in herbalism and where did that begin or originate from? Could you tell us a wee bit about that, please?
Yeah, sure. I mean, sort of goes way back to when I was just a boy. I was always interested in plants. I used to grow vegetables and some sort of kitchen herbs and things like that.
All right.
But later on, I suppose you can say that I got really interested in the human being and the human condition and mm-hmm. and the different levels of a human being. And I thought, well, we're not just physical organisms. We've also got mind. We've got a kind of soul or spirit. Mm-hmm. And that made me start questioning things and wanting to pursue it further.
Very good.
I went to like a university to mm-hmm. to do an MA in philosophy, which promoted that. So it sort of had a sort of that sort of trajectory, sort of enjoying the understanding of where a human being sort of comes from.
Mm-hmm. 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 Very interesting. That's brilliant. And for someone listening who knows little to nothing about herbs, how do herbs work on the body, like say in comparison to pharmaceutical drugs? Could you explain a wee bit about that to us, please?
Yeah, how I understood it was that a human being is like physical, then it has a sort of a vital force, it has emotion, mm-hmm. it has a mental body, it has a sort of a higher intuitive understanding, a sort of spiritual side, and just as minerals or stones have no sort of vitality, they just sort of physical beings, whereas mm-hmm. plants have got like a vital force.
Yeah, that's right.
They grow, and so the vital force of the plant affects and changes the vital force of the human being when we take it in, whether it's a medicinal plant or even a vegetable.
Very good. That's a great way of thinking about it and sort of seeing it. I've never thought of it like that, actually. That's a really good way of seeing it. When creating a tonic, you create a lot of tonics, which are amazing. I've tried many of them, and so have a lot of my friends and family. Do you consider the whole body, not just obviously, I know you do tonics for like different organs, but you would consider the whole body whenever you think of a tonic? How would your thought processes go like when you're developing a tonic? Could you go through that with us a wee bit, please?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for instance, say somebody's got a liver failure or there's problems within the liver. Mm-hmm. Well, you could take just a mechanistic type view and just give them liver herbs.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
That's just falling short of what is really necessary. The liver is just an outpost of the whole function of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you need to give them liver herbs, but you also need to support the cardiovascular system, the breathing, the lungs, the respiratory system, the nervous system, mm-hmm. the immune system. Mm-hmm. all those systems need sort of herbal support to integrate the action on the liver. So that's
very good. Very good. Well, that's brilliant. And that's why your herb tonics work so well. I mean, obviously I've tried a lot of them and they're fantastic. They're so strong and powerful. And I really do think that you're the best out there. Mm-hmm. Myself, I definitely would say that. I know that anybody that's tried them would agree with me, definitely. Sorry, Alan, I interrupted you there. What were you going to say?
I just wanted to thank you for those kind words. But, when you think of the body, then I don't want to compromise with the herbs. Many people want to add like syrups or sweetening factors to make it taste better. I don't compromise at all. Mm-hmm. It's just plain mm-hmm. herbs, and mm-hmm. what the taste is what it is.
I think people don't mind, because if they know how powerful it is, people would take anything if they thought it was going to help them. And they would, I mean, I know anybody that would have tried your products would know how great they are, and they definitely work 100%.
You may be surprised that some people just won't take the tonics.
Right, okay.
But maybe they're just not ready for them yet.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe they haven't. Maybe that's their first attempt at it. But I think if somebody has tried it a few times, they would know that, you know, obviously it has a certain taste, and you just get accustomed to that, really.
You do, yeah. You do get accustomed to it, or you start with a lower dose and start working up with it so that you don't reject it and the body doesn't react against it. Yeah,
exactly. That's right, Alan. So you've been doing medical herbalism for over 35 years. What motivates you to continue in this line of work, would you say?
Yeah, it's hard to believe that it's over 35 years.
I know, I'm sure.
I still feel very young.
You sound very young. You do.
Well, herbal medicine, there's such a depth and range to the different herbs there are, and there's herbs in different countries that are unexplored, for instance, in Africa, in Australia, mm-hmm. and many other countries. There's so many herbs over there that just aren't cultivated and yet are waiting to be used and developed for herbal medicine and for healing work.
Your interest in sort of learning more about what else is out there and just sort of, I know that you're continually adding to your range all the time, and that's one thing which is fantastic, and it's just you're continually growing all the time. So it's great to see that.
One thing about that is that, herbal medicine, if you take it incorrectly or too much or whatever, there can be sort of side effects. But generally, if you approach it in the right way mm-hmm. for a patient, then you don't get those sort of side effects. A person doesn't get worse before they get better. We want to get them better slowly and surely and improve their condition. So,
mm-hmm. So you would probably say it's just, you know, seeing the improvement in people and just learning more just keeps you motivated to continue on. Would you say that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's one side of herbal medicine that is involved with dealing with patients, with customers, with questions and requests and things like that. Mm-hmm. But there's another side, which is actually making the herbal medicine.
I go out
into the wild. I go and collect
fantastic! Yeah,
nettle and cleavers and hawthorn and
brilliant.
You know, all those things. And then I've got to come back and act, because I like a hands-on approach. I make everything. That you've got to leave the herb for at least 2 weeks, preferably a month, and then press it out. And you know, there's a lot of background work that needs to go into getting herbs ready for.
Very good, excellent. So that kind of leads us on to a day in the life. What is a day in the life of a medical herbalist? Does that involve you going out foraging and then obviously making your tonics and concoction? Could you give us a wee outline of that, please?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that I regard as part of my work, to get out and go out and find plants that are way off beat, as it were. I only collect what I need. Mm-hmm. I probably collect, you know, anything 2 to 5 kilos of different herbs, and then I'll come back and put them into solution between water, mm-hmm. try and get natural water and alcohol, and then that's that done. Then I've mm-hmm. got to deal with customers coming into the shop, or mm-hmm. I've got to have orders on my web store coming through.
So it keeps it very varied. It's very varied, and sort of like it keeps it interesting for you.
It is, yeah. I mean, but I don't have cleaners and things like that, so I've still got to go and vacuum.
Okay, right. Oh, God, love you. But then I suppose that makes you appreciate the times that you are out, you know, doing what you really love, which is foraging and making the tonics and whatever, it would make you appreciate it.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I mean, yeah. We've got to sleep, we've got to eat, and we've also got to take pleasure, social times, and things like that.
Same. That's right, totally.
In the clinic, you've got to sweep rather than sleep, but you've got to.
I know.
You have that social interaction.
That's, you know, absolutely right. Yeah, and you have to have the balance.
It is a full time work, but it's very
fulfilling.
Nice, right?
Fulfilling. Yeah. That's it. So, just one of the many areas which you specialise in is cancer, and that's an area I'm very interested in myself. And how do you see the role of herbs in restoring a body to health once a diagnosis of cancer has been given to a person? Could you go through that with us, please?
Yeah, Gemma, I mean, actually, every disease in a way, or every illness, we could say, is some form of deficiency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and so,
that's right.
And cancer is a special type of deficiency where cells are being reproduced abnormally quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to sort of deal with that process, and to do that we need to get the body back into the right nourished status,
mm-hmm.
Into the right alignment. So you've got to deal with different organs and improve the action of those organs to prevent this catastrophe sort of going overboard. So there's an external treatment for certain cancers, and there's always an internal treatment.
Yes, very true. Because so, I mean, some of the ones you would deal with, obviously, is the ESIAC formula, which obviously I would have learnt about and read about, and it is amazing, totally. And also the bloodroot tonic, isn't it, or the salve that you would put on the skin cancer.
So those are specialist type formulations,
mm-hmm.
which I learnt way back to make myself. ESIAC is now copyrighted, and so you can't even use it.
It has to be cafe, isn't it? You use it backwards. Right. You do it backwards. It's fantastic. Right. I mean, I know that my mum tried it as well. You know, obviously she didn't have cancer, but you know, just as a sort of an immune enhancer as well. I think it is fantastic that, I mean, I would say yours is probably the best quality that I've come across, you know, and it's very good for anybody out there listening who might have a diagnosis of cancer. I would definitely recommend that you get onto Alan's website and have a look, because you are the authority, not only on that, but every other area of illness within the body. So thank you very much. Yeah.
I try and use sort of organic herbs, but you know, dealing with a patient, every patient, as I said earlier, they need to be approached holistically, not just thinking of, you know, getting cancer-resistant herbs.
Yes.
So, you know, that's, for instance, diet and lifestyle.
Yes, all that's right. And sleep as well, and frame of mind, how you're thinking, all these things add up, don't they, really?
Yes.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much, Alan. So can you recall any examples of feedback which you have gotten from customers that have particularly stood out to you? I'm sure you get a lot, obviously. I mean, I know myself, I've given a few testimonials, and I'm sure you get them every day. So have any stood out to you at all? Or?
Well, I do. I mean, even simple positive feedback where they say, you know, really appreciate that the parcel arrived the next day. Really,
yeah, that's really brilliant. That's a definite. It's fantastic that you always get it the next day. It's brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of thing is important, because people don't want to wait.
They don't.
So, yeah, I do get a lot of positive feedback, and I put quite a lot of the feedback onto my website.
Yes.
And
yes.
They just sort of paste it on, and that's it. I, of course, keep the personal details.
Secret,
there they are. People can read about it. And I think it's very important that people do see that how other people respond to different.
Yeah, services. Definitely. I love testimonials. I would always look at testimonials anytime I look at a product or a new website or something like that. That's actually more important to me than anything. I love the testimonials, definitely. And you've got some great ones there, and even like, I mean, for people to go on your website and just have a look through, they'll see just how many amazing testimonials you have there, which is brilliant.
Yeah, so, I've been blessed with many lovely, sort of generous testimonials, which I so appreciate.
Well, you deserve it, Alan, you know, with all your hard work and everything that you do. I mean, I know that I've been a customer for, I would say, 10 years now, and I can hardly believe it. I can hardly believe it.
Fantastic. Yeah.
I know.
And it helped your mother and
yes, definitely. You helped my mother most certainly, because I mean, I know my mother was on your tonics, and I really do believe it extended her life. I will 100% say that. You know, and I know
you're a beautiful person as well. So it was,
thank you very much. Thank you so much. Yeah. So let's see. So what motivated you to start up Herb Active? I know that obviously you were a herbalist, but what made you decide upon going that route? And have you got any tips that you could give to someone who is perhaps considering pursuing their passion in life and starting something which they love business-wise? Would you have any tips for anybody?
Yeah. Well, if you talk about being a herbalist, yes, which can be extended to really any business, what I think is, first, you've got to be interested in people.
Yes.
And the different sort of energetics of a person, and then you need to have an interest in plants and the different energetics of plants, the medicinal actions of the plants, and then you need to put them together. To do that, of course, you have to be trained. You've got to go to medical school and learn about physiology, pathology, dosology, and all those sort of things which to do with working with the plants.
Yeah.
On working on the human being, on the human tissue and cells and things like that. So the same with any business. If you're interested in selling a product, well, first you got to be sort of aware of what a person needs.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
How that product will be accepted and how it can help them,
you know. Yeah, absolutely. So I mean, like anybody out there, you know, maybe if they're thinking, you know, like I really am interested in this, but I just don't have the guts to start something, you would advise them just go for it, you know, like, as obviously you've nothing to lose, and really if you do feel very strongly about following something, I think you should always follow that, really.
I mean my example was that I, as soon as I qualified, I remained a herbal practitioner.
Yeah.
But I also couldn't support myself and the family just with herbal medicine.
Yes.
So I did research for a company like Body Shop and Lush and people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to sort of make do with other work.
Yeah.
They were sort of related, because I did make products for cosmetic companies, which paid some bills and things like that.
Yes.
So eventually, I was able to give all that up and just focus completely on my medical herbalism.
And I think it was the best idea you ever had, because I think it's a fantastic idea, because, you know, really it's top quality and just the range. I mean, you basically cover every illness that anybody could be encountering, I think, anyway. Yeah. So. And you've also got your skincare stuff as well, and your standalone herbs as well. So you've got a full range there, and it's an amazing website as well. Anybody out there, if you want to look it up, it's herbactive.co.uk, and it's got amazing resources about herbs and testimonials, and just it's just an amazing website. I used to just look at the website and just read it, because it was that interesting. I really enjoyed doing that. So, Alan, just to get on to another wee aspect. So obviously our medical model today uses pharmaceutical drugs, and on a personal level myself, I feel quite aggrieved about that, because I feel that we should have the option of choosing herbs or drugs, but obviously that's the model which we have in place. Could you ever see a day where maybe herbs are offered to people as an alternative?
Well, it's been my dream for decades, really.
Yeah.
At times in the 1980s and 90s, things slumped, and there was not the interest that there is today with the internet and so forth.
So
there's more of a likelihood now than there ever was.
There is definitely, yes. I mean, you can see it, and it's just, I feel quite angry, because obviously, like, the pharmaceutical industry is, you know, powered by these large corporations, and you know, it's very money driven, as opposed, it's always you know, towards disease. It's not about, it doesn't take the person as a whole. It takes like the isolates the organs and whatever, which you don't do obviously with herbs. And I mean, I would just love to see a day where it was like the Chinese model, where you could choose like alternative therapies and, you know, sort of herbs and whatever. I mean, hopefully we may see that day, hopefully.
You do see, you're quite right. There is that model, the Chinese model, the model in India, where they're using orthodox
Ayurvedic,
as well as Ayurveda.
Yeah.
And also even in countries like Zimbabwe, because, you know, originally I came from Zambia, and in Zimbabwe.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, so Alan. Did you grow up there, did you?
Yeah, they combine, you know, natural herbal medicines along with the orthodox drugs, even in Zimbabwe. So
fantastic.
So, you know, there is a possibility that this tradition, which goes back hundreds, thousands of years, eventually become mainstream. Who knows?
I know. Well, let's hope, because, I mean, that day would be amazing. But obviously, in the meantime, we have people such as yourself, and we're very lucky to have people such as yourself sort of operating, you know, with a brilliant standard and offering such a range of different tonics. It's just amazing. So
because I mean, basically, I wanted to be the sort of people's herbalist. Wanted to provide enough sort of treatment for anyone, and within their own means, because many herbal medicines, if you buy them in the United States or Canada or elsewhere, they're hugely expensive. And I've tried to keep my prices.
Your prices are great, Alan. I have to say, they're very affordable, and you know, for what you're getting, you're really getting a great bargain. I think, I mean, you can't put a price on your health anyway. People are going and maybe getting free pharmaceutical drugs, but at what cost to their body?
Yeah.
You know, basically.
Yeah. So it suppresses their systems, and it does them no good long term.
No,
maybe, and short term it's all right, but long term,
it's just not the answer, really. So just looking back over your time with HerbActive, and the are you content with the path that you took, and what have you gained through the years through practicing it on a personal level? What have you gained through following this sort of course in your life that you've taken?
Yeah, if I had my time again, I'd become a medical herbalist.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. You've done what you were meant to do. You were put on this earth to do, really. You've helped so many people, and that must be so rewarding and fulfilling for you, definitely.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it, and I've met some fantastic people. When you go into different countries, you meet up with different plants, which you try and find out about, and you also meet other natural practitioners who can tell you about it. You know, you have a whole sort of community of nature lovers, as it were. So
brilliant.
Lovely, yeah.
And there's nothing as nice as being around like-minded people. You know, you just feel like that's, you know, you just feel so happy whenever you're around people who know or on your wavelength, and they know what you're talking about. And, you know, it's just amazing. That is amazing to have that. Well, Alan, thank you so much. I've really, really enjoyed this podcast, and you've been fantastic. And I just want to say to all people out there, please check out Alan's website. It's Alan, you can promote it there. You say your website address and the different things there.
Oh, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you, Gemma, and thank you so much for contacting me for this podcast. Yeah, if you want to contact me, you can go onto the website. All the contact numbers and information is there. It's www.herbactive.co.uk.
Thank you so much, Alan. That has been amazing. I'm so delighted to have had this time with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gemma. All the best.
All the best. Bye. Thank you.